The U.S. Border Patrol's Del Rio sector, active with river rescues the last 7 months, bringing migrants to shore by the boatload. Just recently, agents saving these two Honduran children from the brush. The pair found alone, seeking shelter from the swift current of the Rio Grande. On land, migrants attempt a number of tactics to evade detection, like carpeting the soles of their shoes to minimize foot tracks. But residents say their presence is felt.
Like an invasion, just daily, all day, every day.
Kelly Pratt has lived in Del Rio for almost 30 years. She says she has never witnessed a surge that changed the way locals live.
People coming out of the bushes, car chases, bailouts are daily. It's just dangerous. We lock our doors now. You know, you just have to monitor your kids a little bit more and be a little more aware of your surroundings, which we've never had to do.
And we caught up with Valverde County Judge Lewis Owens along a section of halted border wall for the first television interview he's agreed to.
It is a challenge, and most definitely it's a crisis. It's a damn crisis.
He says what it's costing Del Rio to house migrants, jail smugglers, and maintain the needed law enforcement is significant, especially following a pandemic that already had the city stretched thin.
It cost us $500,000 between now and the end of this year. That's hard cost. I've got $3.2 million in my fund balance. That's all I got.
Owens, a Democrat, pleading the Biden administration to visit and put pressure on Mexico and Central America to stop the flow of migrants into the United States. The judge and Del Rio native getting emotional about the weight it's put on his community.
We can't take care of what we got, but we're going to let everybody else in. Don't make no sense. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay. I imagine it weighs on you.
It does.
Every night.
It does. And just like it does every other elected official. You know, it just really doesn't make any sense. And when you asked me earlier how come I don't do interviews as much, because of this. It just, you have so many people trying.
And the judge tells me he would warmly welcome Biden and Harris if they were to make the trip, saying he would take them on a tour, he would take them to lunch. And just, you know, for location purposes, right behind me here, this is the Amistad Reservoir. This is a massive body of water that is shared between the United States and Mexico. And it's become a very popular site for frequent border crossings. And as I mentioned right off the top, you know, Border Patrol agents apprehending almost 100,000 migrants. That same 7 months, this same time last year, that number wasn't even 19,000. Reporting live in Del Rio, Texas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.